again.
Well, my good friend and neighbor, this is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are happy. We'll talk again next hour with some friends in the studio, the Morning Show studio, with some community conversation on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 9 o'clock and 73 degrees. Up next, an ABC News update sponsored by the Phoenix Center. Family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Senate continuing to debate and planning eventually to vote on the Trump budget plan. They have been meeting since 9 a.m. yesterday. ABC's Ali Pekoran.
They're trying to figure out how to corral the conference into passing this legislation. It does not seem at the present moment that Majority Leader John Thune has locked the votes down to get this thing passed. If you look at the Senate floor, he's huddled up in deep conversation with some of these holdout senators. Mainly, we've been seeing a lot of attention poured into Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski.
Vice President J.D. Vance also at the Senate right now. President Trump has left for Florida, where he will tour the detention facility being built in the Florida Everglades. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he will visit Washington next week. The jury returning for a second day of deliberations in the Sean Combs sex trafficking and racketeering trial. The jurors talked for 5 hours on Monday and so far have been unable to reach a unanimous verdict. This is ABC News. Strong storms over the past 12 hours creating headaches in parts of the eastern U.S.
It caused high water rescues and multiple crews were called in for Lancaster County in Pennsylvania. This is southeastern Pennsylvania where 4 to 5 inches of rain fell really fast. They're still dealing with that this morning. And now along I-95, we've got a flood watch all the way up to New Jersey, back through Philly, into Baltimore and Washington, D.C. and parts of Virginia.
ABC meteorologist Ginger Zee says New York City is expecting severe storms with wind gusts of up to 70 miles an hour this afternoon. You know how they say every vote counts? In Pasadena, Texas, it certainly did. Bianca Valeria and Bruce Lehman's race for the seat on the city council was tied. After the vote, a recount and another recount, they settled it with the flip of a coin.
Candidate Lehman has agreed that candidate Valerio will call the toss, heads or tails.
Valerio picked heads. The mayor read the results.
Heads it is.
Incumbent Valerio keeps her seat by one vote. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
They say the more things change, the more they stay the same, and that's certainly true at the Phoenix Center, a longtime favorite in Richland County. It remains the go-to destination for bowling, great food, and lasting memories. It's where friends gather, laughs are shared, and good times roll, literally. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and closed on Sundays. The Phoenix Center continues to serve up favorites like their legendary pizza and friendly atmosphere. Call 649-7469 for more information or carry out at the Phoenix Center.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
Sunshine today and high temperatures in the low 80s with west and northwest winds at 5 to 15. Clear and pleasant tonight, a low of 62. Wednesday, sunshine to partly cloudy and quite warm, a high of 86. Wednesday evening, partly cloudy, a small chance of showers or thunderstorms, a low of 65. Thursday, mixed skies and continued warm. Isolated thunderstorms could pop up, a high of 86. 4th of July, partly cloudy, hot and humid, a slight chance of thunderstorms later in the day, and a high of 91.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin was started in 2008 with a goal of helping Richland County and the surrounding areas with all their flooring needs. Since then, our business has expanded from our showroom to the variety of work by offering full kitchen and bathroom remodels, tiled walk-in showers, along with quartz, laminate, and granite countertops. After 17 years, we still say, if you can dream it, we can build it. So stop in or call us today and let Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin make your dreams become reality.
The Morning Show on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, featuring real community conversations that matter to our community. The WRCO Morning Show studio is proudly sponsored by Richland Hospital, caring for the health of our community. Scott Industries, enjoy building strong futures. Osborne Stump Removal, clearing the way for what's next. And Sean's Auto Repair, keeping you on the road with service you can trust. Producers of award-winning cheeses for over 98 years, Meister Cheese Company in Muscadet invites you to stop by their factory cheese store located in Muscadet's Industrial Park. With a large selection of Wisconsin-made cheese, sausage, mustards, and spreads, and you're sure to find a taste-tempting treat. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 1. Or visit them anytime on the web at meistercheese.com.
WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant. Fill up with something delicious.
On a morning show broadcast today from WRCO, we welcome in the studios some members of the Simons Recreation Complex. We'll introduce you to Brian and Wendy Goodman and Randy and Bonnie Smith, a couple of couples that utilize the Simons, and they were coerced, I guess, to join us in the morning show studio by Mr. Gary Goodkinack. How you doing, Gary?
Phil, how you doing?
Good.
Good to be here.
So you brought some more friends with you today.
I did, and these are very good friends, too, by the way.
Good. Well, good to see you.
Yeah,
what's new at the Simons this summer?
Well, I tell you what, the big thing is trying to get more members, and our members have membership has really increased a lot since COVID. So I would say that's probably the big thrust, as has always been, is to try to get more people to enjoy Simons and come and see what they have to offer, because I've always said Simons is for everybody. If you're not sure what you might like, go to their website. There's really something there for all ages.
Their leadership, they've done a good job, I think, of recruiting and going out, maybe thinking outside the box a little bit.
Right? I think so. Kyle and Mike have just done a wonderful job when they took over. They both got their individual strengths, and I give those guys a lot of credit for bring it back to where it is right now.
You're still utilizing it as much as you always have, Gary?
I do, yeah. I'm there always every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 until 8:45 in the pool doing the water class like these guys are. And oftentimes, I'll do another session like either in the afternoon at 1 o'clock, but it's usually if I go in the morning at 8 and I do it twice a day, it would be a 5:30 session.
I don't know if people are aware of your story, but it took a little arm-twisting for you to get to the Simons first time.
I have to always tell this story because it's a great one. My wife started at Simons probably in the early 2000s, something like that. And she was always trying to get me to go to water class. Well, at that time, my knees were good, and I could do other things. I used to run in the summertime, not very far, 2 or 3 miles, at 2 or 3 times a week. And then in the wintertime, I would I didn't have anything to do. And I take that back. In the summertime, I did my bike. In the wintertime, I did the running. But when I found out that my knees were bad and couldn't do that anymore, I thought, well, I can bike in the summertime, but what am I going to do in the wintertime? And Mary tried to get me to come, and like I said, I'd resisted. And when Dr. Beck said, you got to find something else to do, how about getting in the water classes? I thought, oh, yeah, good idea. I'll go ask my wife. And I asked, and she goes, no, you can't go in because you made fun of me all these years about going. And until you say you're sorry, you're not going. And so I said, I'm sorry. And it's something that we both do together. And it's something we really enjoy. So it kind of started out as I didn't need it when I could do the things I wanted to do. But when you couldn't do those things, you got to find something different. And this worked great for me.
It's become a real social thing for you too, hasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, when that's... First of all, everybody feels better physically when you get done from the water. The water is great therapy. And Bonnie and And Randy and Ryan and Wendy, they found out that they get the physical benefits too, but they've made many, many friends.
Mm-hmm. You brought these friends along here. It's no accident you brought a couple of couples. I don't know if we've had that before on this.
Well, it's kind of funny because, like I said, Wendy, you can maybe talk about this too. You came to Simon's before Brian.
Right.
Yep. And you want to tell us just a little bit about how that worked out, how you found out about Simon's and how you got Brian involved?
Sure. I had a knee replacement probably 10, 12 years ago. I'm not just sure exactly when I had it done. And I went through the physical therapy up at the clinic. And once I was past it enough that I could get in the water, I wanted to do the water aerobics because somebody had told me it was really a good thing to do. And so I joined Simon's, and I was able to go out after work. I worked here in Richland Center, and so I was able to go out after work or even go before work and go to the morning class sometimes. And I went out, and when I went out after work, I saw you, Gary, because you were in one of the classes, and you would say, well, you're married to Brian. I know Brian from high school. You should get him to come. And Brian would like, nope, I'm not driving all the way in there. I'm not going to that. And no matter what I did, he was not going to come. And so that was that. And then fast forward about 10, 12 years, we're both retired, and we moved to Spring Green. We sold our home, and we downsized, and we moved to Spring Green. And Brian ran into Gary. And Brian came home one day and said, we're going to start going to Simon's, and we're going to do water
aerobics. I didn't know I had that power.
And we're going to start going on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And we have to get up, and we have to be there at 8 o'clock in the morning. And I'm like, no, I'm not. And he's like, yeah, the class starts at 8 o'clock, and so we'll have to leave it, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, we will. And so we've been doing it ever since. I think that was about 3 years ago.
Maybe. Yeah, yeah.
So, that's amazing. And that's quite a commitment to come from, I mean, not that it's far away in Spring Green, but you got to come a little bit further.
Yeah, but it's okay. And, you know, I get up really early in the morning. It's not that I don't get up. It's just that I don't want to be dressed and have to leave that early in the morning some days. And so we go to Texas in the wintertime, so we miss it in the wintertime. And I've looked around to see if there's something like that in Texas, and there's not. We have an outdoor pool at the park where we stay in Texas, but it's just not the same. And boy, I really do miss it. And some of the other folks at the park also say, boy, I wish we had an inside pool, and I wish we could do some of that. I have a friend that goes somewhere else, and she goes to water aerobics regularly, and she really can speak to how much she benefits from it. It really is good. It helps us.
I bet you miss some of the people that you go to class with here at Simon's when you're wintering in Texas, don't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely, because we've made a lot of friendships. I see a lot of people. You know, one of the ladies is 93 years old. I was telling my husband this morning, you know, she is such an inspiration to me. She is just such an inspiration. And she uses a walker. She came 2 weeks after she'd had a heart procedure done this summer. And I'm just like, you know, bless her heart. She knows how important this is. And she's told me that I wouldn't be able to walk if I didn't come to water aerobics.
This particular person you're talking about has been on this show before.
Ah, okay.
I was guessing she probably had.
Yeah. She was earlier.
Yeah.
Well, Brian, we've talked about you. We got to give you equal time here. You have a story similar to Gary's in terms of how you got to Simon's, don't you?
Yeah, it took me a while to get my arm straightened out after he twisted. But yeah, it's been really good for me. I just can't seem to lift anything anymore, and I get aches and pains because of my stupidity. So get there and do the water aerobics, and then I get in the whirlpool, and by the end of the week, I'm straightened out.
So going in the water, that makes it easier for you then, right?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm told that you've known Gary for a long time. Is that true?
Well, I guess in 69.
Okay.
That's a while.
That's a while ago. Did you ever try to take him on in wrestling or not?
No, he was our heavyweight. I'd stayed away from him.
Oh, yeah, okay.
No, we had a good relationship, and it's been a long time, and so I'll take his advice and keep on swimming.
One thing that's kind of unique, if I could mention this, Brian. Brian graduated from Riverdale in the class of 1970. There are three other classmates of his that were classmates from 1970 from Riverdale that are regular participants of water aerobics. So right now there's four Riverdale class of 1970 graduates that come to water aerobics religiously every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Now, how about that? Can anybody top that?
And others do, and some of them bring their spouses, yeah, besides, yeah,
some,
Brian.
Some of them bring their spouses, yeah, yes, as well. So it's been great, but I just think that's kind of neat that people you went to school with a long time ago, they're seeing the benefits of it as well. And it's nice to see people from your past, but we always like new people coming and getting to know new people and joining the friendships and all the things that Simons has to offer in the pool.
With all those ex-Riverdale students, is it kind of like Phi Ed, Brian?
Not quite.
Not quite.
This is much more fun.
Yeah, I bet it is. But did you keep up with the exercise through your life, or is it something you've kind of picked up lately?
No, I got plenty of work 6 days a week, so Sunday was my rest day.
Uh-huh.
So,
but you've been able to notice a difference since you started going to the Simons?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. In what way?
Well, I had a little heart attack about 5 years ago, and so I knew I had to get stronger, but I got a few other problems, and they said I won't get stronger, so.
Mm-hmm.
So I just keep trying.
Keep plugging away.
Yeah.
But like Gary said, it's kind of a social thing, too. It's good to see everybody together.
It's good to see everybody, and a lot of good friends there now.
Positive peer pressure, so it makes you, you know, want to keep going. Even when you're tired, you probably want to keep up with everybody as best you can, don't you?
Yeah.
Sure. How many classes are you in then? Just the one?
Just the one. Mm-hmm. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Keeps you busy.
Yeah.
So
we got a full schedule this summer again.
Yeah, that's good. So if somebody came to you and was asking you, you know, why should I go to the Simons, what would you tell them?
Well, I've been telling them, but they aren't listening yet.
Keep telling them, I guess.
Yes, that's all I can do.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I could drag them in there or not, but I used to be able to.
Yeah, I'm sure you could. Also joining us in the studio, Randy and Bonnie Smith. Good morning to the both of you.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming on a date to the morning show studios today.
We
appreciate that. So what is your story? Have you guys, have you lived around here all your life, Randy?
Yeah, I lived in the Bear Vale area since I was born. And Gary and I grew up together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Our families were...
Father and my father were best of friends.
Yeah, okay.
And
yeah.
We spent a lot of Sundays visiting our families back and forth, so I've known him since childhood.
And we had picnics at...
Ticklegrass, yep. Yeah.
Ticklegrass.
You know where that's at, right, Phil?
I do know where that's at. Not of our listeners probably do. But
if you're in Gotham, you do.
If you're in Gotham, you know where it's at.
Yep.
So that's interesting. Yeah. Did Gary break your toys when he was little, or did he do that?
Yes, he did.
Don't you dare tell him what I used to do, Randy. Don't you dare tell him.
No, I had
to. I'll be living that down for the rest of my life.
I had a nice train set, and I was told, you know, better, Gary's coming over, so put it away. Good times. We had a great time together. So
Gary didn't know this was going to be a This Is Your Life segment here today.
That's right.
We all have a dark past.
Yeah, that's right. We all do. Yeah,
we do. And when did you start coming to the Simons, then, Randy?
I think it was just a little over a year ago, and we both retired, and we had talked about it, and one night Gary called me up and said, "Hey, you want to come up and give it a try?" And we did, thank goodness. And the first day is always the hardest because you're insecure. You've never done it before, never met any of these people. But the whole complex, Simons Complex, is all, everybody treats you like family. It's just so warm and welcoming, the staff. And it took a couple times, and we were hooked. Feel so much better going. We were tired, and we're both active, garden and everything else, but just getting in the water. And, you know, we thought we were in good shape, and you get done after an hour, 45 minutes, and get home at night, and you're wore out in a good way.
It's a good tired, though,
yes,
isn't it?
Sure. Very, very.
Yeah. Did it take a lot of convincing, Bonnie, to get you in the pool that first time?
Not me. No.
Not you.
I didn't think he'd ever do it.
Ah.
But... when Gary called, he's like, yeah, we'll try it. So it's been good. they have such wonderful people to lead the exercises. And like they've all said, you meet such nice people. There's not one person that doesn't say hi to you. So it's a very, very good place to go. Very relaxing. And
if somebody misses a day, everybody's like, oh, yep. You know, better check up on them, see if they're okay. Or
did they get a permission
slip? Permission, yeah, right. A pass.
Check if they have a permission slip to be gone.
Right, exactly. Could you see, though, right away, you know, kind of it was making a difference for you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I can't garden. I've never liked to garden as much as he does. And he farmed for many years, and I knew he was in better shape from that than I was. I sat at a desk, and it's helped a lot. It's really helped a lot. I have some back issues, and it's helping that. And just overall, good feeling when you're done. Tired, but like you said, in a good way.
Do you ever utilize any of the other things, the hot tub and sauna?
We've talked about it. They just put in two new TV screens. Up that you can watch and look at when you're in the pool. And it talks about weight classes, exercise classes, yoga classes. So we'll see. Maybe this winter. Right now we're kind of busy, like I said, with the garden and such. But maybe this winter we'll look into one of those. We've talked about it.
How's the garden looking, Randy?
Looking good.
Yeah?
Very good.
All right.
The weeds are trying to get ahead of me, and they succeed a lot. But, no, it's...
going to be a good year.
Yeah, I believe so.
But things, the Simons, obviously, you know, that gets you better ready to be able to bend over and do the hoeing.
Exactly.
And all that stuff. And,
yep.
Yeah.
I found myself starting to stiffen up and just not be as nimble as I once was, and I'm still never be like I was, but it's helped a lot. Makes you feel good.
Are there days when you're like, oh, I don't know if I want to go today, and then afterwards you're really glad you went?
Yes, exactly. There's been a couple of days where you said, oh, I don't know if I want to go today or not. And yeah, let's go. And we're happy for it. Mm-hmm. So
keep it going. And you probably talk to other people from outside the area that don't experience, you know, the Simons is pretty unique to this area, isn't
right.
it?
Right. Oh, exactly. Yep. I think people... We'll tell people about it, and they really can't get the concept, but it's fun.
Yeah, we've told quite a few people, and one of our neighbors goes, but she goes, I think, is it the 5 o'clock class?
There's a 1 o'clock class on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and then there's a 5:30 one on Monday and Wednesday.
One of our neighbors goes to the late one, and I've talked to a couple other people that said, well, think about it. So, you know, it's hopefully we'll get some more people up there because it's really worth it. And when we first started, the insurance that we had didn't cover it, but now our insurance covers it, so it's great. You know, we're old, so we have that Medicare.
That's interesting, but it does give you a little bit of a break if you're exercising. You show proof of that.
Yep.
Uh-huh. That works out.
And it
out
makes really. Sense. I mean... If you're healthier, if you're doing stuff to make yourself healthier, your medical costs should be less. So,
true.
Why wouldn't they cover it?
Yeah, your insurance doesn't have to pay for so many health procedures and things like that. So, Gary, do you know that if, for instance, if you belong to like the 8 o'clock class and you can't go that day, can you go to a 1 day?
Yeah, there's a 8 o'clock class, there's a 9 o'clock class, and there's a 1 o'clock class on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And also on Monday and Wednesday, there's a 5:30 class. So on Monday and Wednesday, you could go to 8, 9, 1, or 5:30. There'd be four of them on Monday and Wednesday, and three offered on Friday.
So you could, if it didn't meet your schedule that day, you could go
later.
Yeah,
I oftentimes do that. If I've got like a dental appointment or a doctor's appointment early, I can go to a later one. And that's the beauty of it. I mean, it's really nice, and it's been that way pretty much for a long time. So 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 5:30 on Monday and Wednesday. And the only thing that's different on Friday, there's not a 5:30 one. And the instructors are great. You always feel good when you get out, physically and mentally. You just feel like you're charged up. And maybe after a while, you'll feel like maybe you might want to take a little nap. but that's okay. But you just physically feel so good. I've had a number of surgeries over the last decade or so that I've used the water classes in addition to physical therapy as part of my getting back to feeling better.
maybe something for the new year for Simons could be a kindergarten mat. You know, you could take a nap when you got done. Sometime.
Well, you know, I've got one of those, Phil.
I'm sure
for my grandkids.
I'm sure you do. We'll be back with more about the Simons coming up during our morning show today on WRCO.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Attention Richland Center. Rockwell Automation is hiring second shift positions starting at over $24 an hour. What makes Rockwell different? 6 weeks of paid time off your first year, a $2,500 sign-on bonus, and benefits that start day one, not after 90 days. We offer a clean working environment, overtime opportunities, 401k with company match, and real paths for advancement. Rockwell Automation has been part of this community since 1971, and we're growing again. Visit rockwellautomation.com/careers and search for Richland Center, or stop by any Wednesday between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. for an on-the-spot interview. Rockwell Automation, where talent meets opportunity, where we meet you.
Summer means cookouts, vacations, and backyard ball games. But in the middle of all the fun, don't forget to call Meyer Oil and LP for your summer propane fill. Now's the time to take advantage of lower seasonal prices. If you're thinking about switching fuel providers, give Meyer Oil and LP a call. They offer reliable service, flexible delivery, and competitive pricing you can count on. Proudly serving the area at 608-524-3914. Fuel your summer the smart way.
Hey, Truck and Tractor Pole fans, the Southwest Wisconsin Polers hope that you can join us this summer at one of our Truck and Tractor Pole events. Thank you to these 2025 season sponsors, including Dan's Diesel Performance, O'Reilly Auto Parts, Augelli Concrete, Cardinal CG, Chasson Smoke, Julie Karen State Farm Agent, Slama Equipment, the Phoenix Center, Wisconsin River Welding, and the Lonesome Dove. Visit southwestwipollers.com to find a truck and tractor pole near you.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
High School in the USA Cultural Exchange Program makes lifelong connections by embracing new cultures. It's a chance to share your story, traditions, and customs with others while discovering a new culture right in your own home. We match students with host families to feel less like a guest and more like a member of the family. If you're interested in embarking on a new adventure as a host family, visit highschoolintheusa.com or shoot an email to info@highschoolintheusa.com.
The more you listen to your kids, the closer you'll be. So we asked kids, what do you want your parents to hear?
I feel sometimes that I'm not listened to. I would just want you to listen to me more often and evaluate situations with me and lead me towards success.
Listening is a form of love. Find resources to help you support your kids and their emotional well-being at soundedouttogether.org. That's soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Pivotal.
Welcome back to our morning show. We have Simon's Recreation Complex members in our studios today, Randy and Bonnie Smith, and Brian and Wendy Goodman, and Gary Goodconnect, who is, would we call you the mentor, maybe, or something like that? Or
I just want to be known as the Pied Piper. I just try to get people to follow me in.
Are you playing a flute? Or
No. But I'm never at a loss for words, and it's really easy for me to try to talk to people. Now, they don't always come, but there's one particular gentleman whose name I will not mention in the Ithaca area that I've been trying to get for many, many years. He's got a brother that comes up to Simon's in the pool, and he's a tough nut to crack, but I'm still working on him.
Well, Gary, I know, I mean, you have so many friends, but I mean, you add to that friend's resume, I think, at Simon's almost every day, don't you?
Well, I tell you what, they're the people that, like Wendy and Brian and Bonnie and Randy said, you're always making new friends. And what really tickles me is when I go to class and I see one or two or more people coming in that I've never seen before. And I know that they're new members. There's one in particular, a gentleman, I don't know who he is. I got to go up and introduce myself. I didn't recruit him, he came. But that's what really tickles me is when I see more and more people. And not, I don't want to just talk namely about the water classes, but the land exercise classes and the weight room, the free weights, the weight machines, all the exercise equipment. There's some people that opt for that. And those are really important programs to check out too, if the water isn't your thing.
You see people limping in lots of times, don't you?
I limp in and I walk out.
Walk out. So that takes care of that. We wanted to ask Wendy a little bit about it. You know, I think it's a real family atmosphere at Simon's, and I think, yes, you know, everybody looks out for everybody, and I think the Simon staff does a pretty good job of watching out for everybody too, don't they?
They sure do. Recently had an incident where somebody needed some help, and people came from all over. They came out of the pool to help this person. The manager from the front came out. They were watching on a video in the front. They can see the pool, and they can see what's happening. And one of the managers recognized that there was somebody, fortunately not in the water, but out, but nonetheless. And to me, that was real gratifying to see that, and to see that there are people being aware of that.
Makes you feel safe, doesn't it?
It does, you know, because a lot of us doing that in this particular class, a lot of us are elderly. And that being said, we mentioned our 93-year-old lady a little bit ago. A couple of her grandsons were in town, and bless their hearts, they came and they joined their grandma at water aerobics last week. And, you know, they were just, one of them had just graduated. I don't know if it was from college or high school, but it was really neat to have them come in and participate and do it.
And this woman that you're talking about, I had kind of a special bond with her because she grew up as a kid in Avoca. She's old enough to be my mother, but she grew up on a farm not too far from when I grew up, so we always like to talk about the Avoca days.
I'm curious, you know, you talk about being elderly. I don't know at what point, because my mother was 90 years old, and she'd say, oh, you know, that older lady, you know, so yeah. I'm not sure at what point.
Well, you know, elderly is really relative.
Sure.
It is very relative. I don't feel like I'm elderly. I don't know, I'm going to hit a new plateau coming up soon with a different zero or a zero behind a different number.
Okay.
And I'm kind of like, well, that kind of sounds old. A lot of us are retired. I guess that's what I should say. You don't have to be old to be retired. But there are people there with health problems. And so one of the gentlemen that I went up and introduced myself to, Gary, recently, and he was just recovering from his second knee replacement. He'd had one, and then he had another one 3 months later. Bless his heart, I can't imagine doing that. But, you know, he knew, or he had heard, that that was the best thing he could do. And before I had my knee replacement, like you said, Gary, I was going in the gym, and I was using their equipment that was not going to cause me to have any friction to my knee before I had that done. So there is so much equipment and classes. One of the ladies goes to another class at 7 o'clock before she comes into the water class. So there's a lot going on there. And I think there's actually a couple people go to that class.
Yep, but yep.
Yeah.
When you had your surgery then, were there people at Simons that could direct you and say, this machine would be good for this?
Yes.
Or, you know, so you're
yes.
able to utilize that.
When I first
that.
Started going there, I asked if somebody couldn't take me in or go in with me and suggest to me which ones would not cause friction to my joint. And so they did. And I was able to go in there and I was able to sign up for times like when I would get off of work that I could go and use that and benefit from that. It was a wonderful thing. And like I said, that was probably 12, 13, 14 years ago. But and it's still going strong and I think that's wonderful.
Great to hear it. Anything, Brian, that you wanted to add as well from our conversation?
Well, it's a great thing to do and enjoy everybody there and come on down. It's a good time.
Obviously, you know, you feel good, you feel better. And I think sometimes, you know, like 60, you know, is the new 50 or 40, you know, I think everybody says that, you know, but I think we have something that our parents' generation didn't have, you know, and I mean, I think this is something that hopefully can make your longevity a little better then, right?
I wish I was back at 60.
Yeah, there you go. You mean you don't feel like it when you come out of the pool at Simons? Or?
Sometimes.
Some days you do. Okay. Good to have you in here. Anything, Randy and Bonnie, you guys would like to add here today? Then?
I think just, you know, if you get a chance to come out and do it, because I've noticed such a difference in, like, range of motion, my arms or shoulders and my knees feel so much better. And just, it's, you know, less resistance in the water and you can do more activities and it's really... It's easy to sit on the couch once you retire, but you need to get out and the old saying, you know, use it or lose it. And I think there's a lot to that.
Sure. So. No excuses then, I guess.
That's
to
right.
Get off the couch.
And that's right.
Yep. Get going then. So
yep.
Anything that you want to add today, Bonnie?
I think the thing that impressed me the most when the first time we were there was a young lady of 86 years came over and introduced herself to us and told me that She drives from Reedsburg two times a week to come to water aerobics, and she's done it for 30 years, 86 years old. And she's moving and grooving just like everybody else in the water. And so that was a big motivator,
Mm-hmm. That's quite a commitment to drive that far all the time.
Yeah, it is. So. And she comes winter, doesn't matter.
And they have facilities in Reedsburg, but
yeah,
she likes to come
to Richland Center. She likes the people. They go out for coffee afterwards. So it's good. It's a good social, a very good social gathering there.
Mm-hmm. I wondered with both of you couples there, after you work out, then do you go for ice cream after that?
Coffee.
Okay. Breakfast. Okay.
We have breakfast dates pretty regular. One of the ladies, we've been twisting her husband's arm. He is just fully retired from everything but a little bit of farming. He's still farming some. But we've been after him to come in here and, you know, to the pool. And Brian has really been after him. Him and Brian have been close friends for many, many years. And she comes, and we're going to get him in there yet.
Mm-hmm. That's a great goal.
I don't give up on people. I mean, there's people that I didn't think would ever come that I don't want to say bug them, but encourage them enough. And usually, I'm going to tell you, this is something I mentioned the last time. Usually, women are the ones that go first. They're the ones that get it and understand that how good it is. And their husbands will eventually follow when their body starts hurting, knees, hips, back, all that stuff. And they've tried other things and they're kind of down to their last resort. And that was me. And there's other husbands that are the same way. So I give a shout out to all the women out there that don't give up on your husbands, because my wife didn't give up on me, and eventually I came.
You think about that, Gary, though, the ladies seem to know, like, almost every major life decision.
They know when to get engaged, when to get married,
right.
When to buy a house, when to buy
children,
have children. Yep. Absolutely. So a shout out to the wives out there. We love you.
Gary, didn't you tell me that when you really first started, there were very few men?
Yeah, when I first started, I was still teaching yet. We came to the 5:30 class. There was only one other man.
Yeah.
Now, You know, there's, you know, there could be 40 people there on any given Monday morning, and there's a large percentage of guys that are there now. Yeah. So that's encouraging. So, guys, there's still plenty of room for you out there.
And one of the things that you guys mentioned, the fact, Bonnie, that maybe someone's on a fixed income, you know, but there are some ways like the silver sneakers and things like that, you can get help with that.
And they'll work with you. I mean, Simons, they'll look up, they'll check out your insurance, they'll help you any way they can.
It would be your Part B plan that they would have to check, because some Part B, because Medicare pays for 80%, the 20% you pick up with a supplement, and you just have to check your supplement, or they'll check it for you and see if it pays. Mm-hmm. So if you've never checked it out and you go there and you're paying out of pocket, check and see if your Part B doesn't pay for it, because it might.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
And otherwise, it's not expensive. It's not that expensive.
No, you blow that in other places, right? That are less healthy.
Yes, for sure.
No doubt. Gary, I'm surprised you haven't started a Simon's Old Timers Wrestling team yet, though.
Those days are gone, Philip. Those days are gone. It may be finger wrestling.
Finger wrestling, all right. I thought if you did, I could be there to broadcast that first match.
Would you bring that sixth grade ribbon along? That?
Yeah, maybe I will.
Okay.
I'll wear it on my letter jacket.
Yeah, I think you should bring that, hang that here somewhere so we can see it.
Well, you've all been good spokespeople for the Simons today, Randy and Bonnie Smith, Brian and Wendy Goodman, and Gary Goodconnect. Thanks so much for joining us all year.
Thanks, Phil.
Simons Recreation Complex, our subject of this portion of the morning show. It's not too early to start thinking about the Richland County Fair. We'll talk about that when the morning show continues.
Got stumps? Call Titus Osborne today for a free estimate. With over 15 years of professional stump grinding and removal experience, Titus is insured and ready to handle your project. Don't let those stumps linger. Get the removal scheduled. Customer satisfaction is a must, and Titus is committed to providing fast, reliable, no-hassle service. Call 608-604-7757 now for all your stump removal needs. 604-7757. Titus Osborne, your go-to expert for stump removal.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics wants you to stay sun smart until the sun sets. Peak UV hours are between 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., the time when it is easiest to suffer sun damage. Make sure you schedule a yearly skin check with your provider and pay close attention to any spots you see that have changed or grown. If necessary, you can have a skin biopsy at the Richland Hospital and Clinics within 1 to 2 weeks of referral. Test results are back within 3 to 5 business days. Remember to wear your sunscreen.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary, just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Are you ready to say goodbye to joint pain and hello to relief? Surgeon Edward Riley and his team bring orthopedic excellence close to home at Amplify Health by Gunderson Boscobel. No need to travel for Gunderson's renowned care. We're bringing our team of trusted orthopedic specialists to you. Say hello to relief. Talk to your provider about orthopedic care at Amplify Health Boscobel and get moving again.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we will be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Are you looking for a meaningful way to give back to your community? Passages is looking for compassionate, motivated volunteers to join our team. We provide men, women, and children survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault with free, confidential services regardless of age, sex, or gender identity. We have a variety of volunteer opportunities available, from yard cleanup, donation sorting and organizing, and fundraising support, to shelter advocacy and survivor support. There are also a couple of larger outdoor projects that would be great for teams. Do you want to share a skill? We're also launching new life skills programming and are seeking volunteers to lead classes such as yoga, sewing, crocheting, cooking, meditation, grounding exercises, and more. Whether you're interested in direct client support or behind-the-scenes help, there's a place for you at Passages. Did you know that every hour you volunteer helps Passages meet its grant match? Learn more by visiting our website at passagesrc.com and click on the I Want to Help tab. There you will find a list of opportunities and a volunteer application. Join us in making a difference, one life, one step at a time.
On this part of our morning show today, we're here with Lyrica Marks, Richland County Fair Coordinator, who is back for another season to tell us about the great things going on. It is that time to start thinking about it, isn't it, Lyric?
Well, yes, it is. We're about 2 months out now, and I'm very excited.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell us last year about the fair in Richland County. How did it go?
Well, it was my first year, and from what I saw myself, I was very satisfied with how it turned out, given it was my first year. But also, I am very much looking forward to what I can do this year now that I have a whole year under my belt. But between, you know, the tractor pull and Ashley Ryan coming, things went very well, yeah.
So you're getting along a little easier this year, I'm guessing, because you know the deadlines and when this has to be done and that has to be done, I'm sure.
Well, also, I was hired back in March of last year, which was, what, 6 months before the fair, so... Let me tell you, organizing a fair in half the time, not as easy. But now that I know what I'm doing and I have more time to do it, this year has been much more of a breeze than I dealt with last year, but still just as exciting.
Well, the Richland County Fair coming up again in September, but there are also other deadlines that you want to be aware of and make our listeners aware of.
That is correct. The biggest one being our fair entries coming up August 1st, which we do have fair books now. They are located at my office and at the UW Extension office, but also online for those that make that easier. But we do have those fair entries coming up along with our sponsorship and sponsorship and vendor deadlines.
Where is your office located at?
My office looks located right on the fairgrounds, so the fun place.
People can see you there, and then the extension office as well for books.
That is correct.
Okay. Some people still do the old school. I mean, it's kind of fun to get that book and look at all the possible categories too, isn't it?
Yes, it is, especially when you get a fun cover on it, and then you get to look through everything, and it's... You can highlight things and everything. I totally get that.
Awesome. So that's coming up. Deadlines for that. And you're always looking for sponsors and for more vendors to be on the grounds too, aren't you?
That is correct. We always are looking for more vendors and sponsors. Of course, we appreciate anything and everything we can get. And what makes the fair is the community. And so I believe that the more the community is involved, the more that we can do with it. But along with that, our vendors, I want to be able to showcase what everybody can bring in. And I'm looking to really build that this year and, of course, years going forward. But, for example, we do have Cabela's, who is looking forward to coming to the fair this year. I'm looking at getting a possible winery and doing some more stuff with that. And then also just giving people more of an opportunity with that. So
Mm-hmm. That's awesome to get Cabela's in there like that, and they'll be having some of their goods on display, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to make it so that we have something for everyone, whether it's the old farmer who wants to go hunt or if it's the young kid who wants to go watch the balloon artists. I'm trying to make sure everybody has something.
So that is exciting news. And then I think the next question in everybody's mind is entertainment. What are you looking at as far as the big draws this year?
So we have decided to change things up a little bit, and we are trying to bring in some new stuff just to, you know, give people more of that excitement. But this year we are bringing back the Demo Derby, which is always a crowd favorite. And then we're also having a high mileage concert, which would be Friday night. So I'm looking forward to bringing in that local group. And then something brand new is going to be a lumberjack show on Thursday.
Lumberjack show. What do you know about that?
All I know right now is that they are very excited to come and that they have a bunch of activities planned. They have an interactive camp planned. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what they can do.
That's awesome. You know, when you think about that, you think about, you know, tree chopping and log rolling. I'm not sure what'll be involved, but
it's a surprise to us all.
We'll have to come and find that out. So that's Thursday night. High mileage is Friday night. The Demo Derby is Saturday night.
That is correct.
Great. And I know, Lyrica, you're looking at having some other entertaining things on the ground simultaneously, right?
Yes, we are. We are actually going to try to bring in some more side entertainment as well throughout the day to keep everything going and things exciting, so that it's not, you know, main entertainment at night. We are also bringing in a polka group and then also having a line dancing class. We will have one of the local dance groups come in and just a bunch of, like, tinier things like that that we can still display and give those groups a bigger chance, which I'm really excited about that as well.
So that will be probably in the connection building stage area?
Yep,
then?
That is correct, which is right next to where my office is. So.
I don't know, that polka band, it might get kind of wild in there.
I'm just saying, at 1 to 3 p.m. that Friday night, I don't know, you might get a bunch of dancers.
Well, that's really fun, and I think, you know, from the standpoint of, you know, being a young person, kind of, you know, trying to look at it maybe a little bit more youthful, I think it's working out. Looks like you got your ducks in a row, so to speak.
I'm really excited about all the things that I can look at this year, especially after having experienced a whole year under my belt, and being able to use that knowledge now and see how I can move forward with it.
So for those that don't know, you're also Crawford County's fair coordinator.
That is also true. I just took that over in February, so I'm now full-time fair coordinating between the two counties.
So Crawford County's is prior to Richland County's, right?
Yes, it is, by 2 weeks. This year, that fair is going to be August 21st through the 24th.
So what can you tell us about Crawford County's fair?
Well, Crawford County, I'm still getting to know a little bit, but I'm really excited to be able to do both. For that one, our entertainment is going to be the truck and tractor pull on Friday night, the demo derby again on Saturday, and then we recently started doing bull riding last year. So we will be bringing that back, which I know a lot of people are excited for that.
There are similarities, obviously, for both fairs.
Oh, yeah. There are definitely similarities. There are also a lot of differences. With the similarities, obviously, you know, I have to find vendors, I have to find sponsors, things like that. But also, whether it's the entertainment or just the crowd, they're, like I said, the fair is based off the community. And there are different communities there, and I want them to be able to blend together, but I also want to keep them as independent as they want to be. And both fairs have things of their own that they identify with, and I want to keep going with that, but also keep building them at the same time.
Both fairs are focused on the youth, though. That's kind of the main thing, isn't it?
That is very true. They both have the 4-H, the FFA, the everything with exhibiting. So those also, I'm still having fair entries open, which I know that in years past, the fair entries there have shut or closed on July 1st, and this year we're doing them till July 20th to give all the kids extra time with that. So I'm really looking forward to it.
That's Crawford County.
That is correct.
Well, that's fun. You know, and you're going to be kind of all fared out by the third week in September.
I could never be all fared out, but I might be looking forward to that breath afterwards.
But I'm guessing you work with a lot of the same people that, you know, because a lot of people make the fair circuit during the summer, don't they?
Yes and no. I do know, like the Demo Derby, we are using the same company, which, yep. you know, is really nice. Also, we have the pedal pull, which is the same group. So a lot of those people, like, yeah, we use the same ones, which is always really nice because I like to be able to, you know, bond with everybody. But also I get to experience a whole new group of people, whether it's the exhibitors or the judges or the vendors. Some of them overlap, but otherwise I get to experience a whole new group of people and I get to meet those groups and hopefully, you know, be like, hey, you know what? I do this fair, so why don't you come to this fair as well? Which has been really nice.
When you look at things going on for the Richland County Fair in terms of the Midway and things like that, is that going to be pretty much the same then, Lyrica?
Yes, it is. We do have Ed's Magical Midway coming in again, which I'm very excited for. I've worked with them in the past, and they are absolute angels. They've worked with us a lot, and I'm really looking forward to it.
If someone would like to be a vendor, how can they contact you?
They can either come by my office, which is, once again, located at the fairgrounds, or they're always welcome to email me, give me a call. My information is on our website, which you can easily Google. But, yeah, that's probably the easiest ways to get a hold of me.
The fairs in the state of Wisconsin are well underway, and you know there again a lot of people that make the circuit that that play. You know, some of the bands you mentioned probably play at some other fairs in the state, don't they?
Yes, they do. They actually go all around. But I am excited to have like a local group right now, just so that you know we can build that closer community right here, bring in a bigger group.
There are deadlines, as mentioned. You know, I'm guessing for the animals and all that, they're kind of well aware of what's happening. But you want to pay close attention, though, I'm sure.
Yes. Also, along with that, we also still have the H5N1 flu going around for, like, all the lactating dairy cattle. Between Crawford and Richland County, we are still trying to make decisions with what we're going to do, whether we're going to allow the lactating cattle this year, because last year we didn't. So with that, both counties will be separate, obviously, with their choices, but I am trying to get those announcements out there sooner rather than later to make sure all of our exhibitors know, so that's something to watch for.
Other than WRCO, where's a good place to find out all of that information then?
Facebook. My Facebook is very much where I put every bit of information as soon as I get it. Otherwise, we do have our website that our wonderful IT departments, you know, update as they get the information. They can always call the office, come visit me. I'm located here at the fairgrounds. Otherwise, I'm also located usually at the administration building in Prairie if I'm not here.
Okay. How's the best way, again, to get a hold of you then? Do you have a website or an address there you can give us?
I have to think about that off the top of my head. I believe it's fair.co.richland.com. would be our website.
Okay. We look forward to that. Anything else you want to add today, Lyrica?
I think that's about all I have.
You'll be in touch with us, though, and kind of keeping us posted
as
we get closer. But it's exciting times, you know. I don't want to wish time away, but that's a fun time of year.
Oh, yeah. I am looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to seeing all the kids running around and all the families coming to make memories and just everybody having a good time.
Right. And the Midway, I know you always do some specials and things like that. Thursday night's always a big night to go to the fair, too, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I hope it continues that way.
Great.
Hopefully we can get every night now.
Yeah, I hope so, too. And good weather, too. We'll hope for that.
Oh, as always.
All right. Well, keep us posted.
Of course.
We appreciate you coming in. Lyrica Marks, Richland County and Crawford County Fair Coordinator on this portion of the morning show.
Rock Solid Forming, your authorized Simons dealer on County X Blue River, family owned and operated since 1992, offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, form release, concrete steelers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs. Rock Solid Forming strives to be number one in getting it to you when you need it and believes that personal service makes the difference. Call 608-536-3700, open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Weekend calls will be answered if possible. Rock Solid Forming, great products and the best customer service. 536-3700.
Every Wednesday morning at 11:30, head to the Richland Cattle Center for quality consignments from across the region. This week, it's a 32-cow milking herd dispersal from Jefferson County. Mostly Jersey and Jersey Cross, with 5 Holsteins and a bulk tank SCC of 200. Also, a trailer load of Parlor Freestall cows from Washington County, and a registered Brown Swiss heifer due July 12th. Plus, fresh cows, springing cows, open and bred heifers, calves, and a breeding-age bull. Don't miss it, the Richland Cattle Center sale. This and every Wednesday at 11:30.
It's time to celebrate our independence with new appliances and a television from Town & Country TV & Appliance. Shop this week for markdowns, closeouts, and rebates. Visit us anytime online at townandcountryrc.com.
Fourth of July in Lone Rock is not just a date, it's tradition, community. It's hometown pride. Join us starting July 3rd in the evening, followed by a full day Friday at Fireman's Park. Begin with a playful 5K water run walk, then wander to the marketplace from 7 until 4, where Gina's Creations brings handmade treasures and party light lights up your home with beautiful candles. At 11 a.m., the annual parade marches with pride. Shortly after, a chicken barbecue. Tap your foot to live music and cheer on youth softball and baseball teams. Don't miss the Sand Wrestling Match at 1 p.m., then gather the kids for bounce houses and games throughout the afternoon. As day turns to night, everyone, and we mean everyone, looks up to the sky for the spectacular fireworks, and that wraps up the celebration. It's free, it's fun, and it's all American. See you July 3rd and 4th at Fireman's Park in Lone Rock, where community comes to life.
WRCO 100.9 FM.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As Republicans in the Senate continue pounding away, trying to find enough votes to pass President Trump's big budget bill, the president is on his way to the Florida Everglades to look at the new detention center that's been nicknamed Alligator Alcatraz. ABC's Victor Okendo is there.
The Florida Republican Party now selling Alligator Alcatraz merchandise online. And all of this comes as the administration ramps up its deportation efforts. New data, analyzed by ABC's own television station's data team, showing a recent shift in arrest. The administration now arresting more migrants with no criminal convictions.
Before leaving for Florida, the president was asked about his relationship with Elon Musk and said that Musk was only mad because EV tax credits were being phased out. Musk calls the spending bill political suicide for the Republican Party. Iran assessing the damage and lashing out over the American